Alex, first of all, it's good to speak with you as always, and many exciting things happening in the village of Igiagig. The list just continues to grow, but this is certainly unique. Why are you excited about this, and why are the rest of the village excited about this program?
Well, the village is excited about it because we have not had any language classes locally for a very long time. In the 1980s, there were funding for bilingual programs through the school district, and so some of our people were trained as a bilingual teacher, and they worked in the schools, and then that completely went away, and there was no focus or emphasis on the Yupik language at all. And it quickly started dying out, and the elders never pushed how important it was to learn the language. They were good on teaching subsistence and running fish camp and hunting and gathering and all of those activities. And they would always speak in Yupik around us and to us, but they never enforced it. They never said, you must learn your language.
Well, now it's almost to the point where it could very soon die out, at least the dialect that's kind of unique to the Iliamna Lake region. There's only a couple of dozen folks who still speak it fluently, right?
Yes, and then with it goes all the knowledge that's tied up in all the culture tied up in language, and so it's just risen as a priority for, especially amongst my generation. We have young kids, and we would really like them to be speaking Yupik, and in fact, learning any secondary language, because like often if you go to college, it's a requirement.
Is there any language instruction currently at the school other than English?
No, and there's nothing in place at the moment that I'm aware of to offer it.
Okay, well, as a mother, what's important to you about your children having the opportunity to learn Yupik as opposed to something else? I mean, if they studied French, they might go travel to France someday. What's important to them, to you, to see them learn more about the language of the region?
Well, there's just a sense of belonging and pride and identity tied up in being able to speak the language. And if you can speak Yupik, I think you can speak any language, and it just makes it easier to learn. And it offers another worldview, and that's important to me. But I remember I took a linguistic class a long time ago, and I learned about things like phonemes and whatever else. And I learned that 3 years old and younger is like the critical window to actually picking up those phonemes and parts of a language that you don't even hear by the time you're older. So that emphasized to me that my kids need to be around it and hearing it now. You know, I've got a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old and then 2 teenagers. And I was fortunate that when I was younger, there was no preschool, and I spent all of my days until school cut out. I would just go and visit each elder, and they would tell me stories in Yupik, and I hung out with them a lot. And so I was exposed to that. And then I recognize that my kids aren't, and I want that to change.
Do you speak fluently now yourself, and do other adults your age, or not so much?
No, not at all.
So this is a community-wide effort to renew the language in the village.
Yes, and then once we announced it through social media, a lot of people that are from this the Bay Area or Lake Iliamna area have reached out, and they want to participate too. And so that was unexpected.